I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. This year's Vermont state budget bill is several hundred pages long, and tucked away into that tome is a very, very small section that could have a big impact on the operations of the Vermont Lottery. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, it's a change that has strongly divided the state House and Senate.
The issue is whether or not electronic lottery consoles should be allowed in bars. Right now, the lottery is running a pilot project where consoles have been put in 25 businesses that have a liquor license. Lottery director Greg Smith says these consoles offer an electronic version of many of the lottery's existing scratch-off games. As far as Smith is concerned, the program has been a great success.
The locations that we're in, people are happy with it. People are spending under control, and we've had no complaints from any of these locations.
But the future of this program is threatened by state law. That's because last year, the legislature passed a bill that prohibits a business with a liquor license from selling lottery products. That law goes into effect on July 1st. Smith wants lawmakers to repeal this law, and he's concerned that fraternal organizations will still be allowed to sell break-open tickets at their bars after the July 1st deadline.
I don't believe that it actually does anything other than restrict the lottery. I don't believe it actually benefits the state or benefits the separation of alcohol and gambling in an effective way.
The Senate budget plan repeals the current law. Rutland Senator Kevin Mullen is the chairman of the Senate Economic Development Committee. He supports the lottery's position.
I think it's time to be realistic and just accept the fact that people are going to gamble. And so what we should be doing is trying to make sure that it's done in a regulated manner.
But House leaders strongly oppose repealing the law. They want the upcoming ban to stay in place. South Burlington Representative Helen Head is the chairwoman of the House General Committee.
Our concern is that gambling and alcohol often don't mix. And we are concerned that a number of these machines are located in bars in areas where low-income Vermonters will come and spend money while drinking, money that they really just can't afford to lose.
Because legislative leaders want to adjourn this weekend, they will need to find a compromise to this issue by Friday. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
And you could follow live legislative debates on VPR's live stream by going to vpr.net and clicking on the link that reads Listen.